Welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. You know, looking at the thumbnail, I know you may have thought, or you may think, that I have gone off the deep end, thinking that something like OnlyFans is a good idea. But I think there's bad and good to it, and the bad may actually help normal, everyday guys that work normal, everyday jobs. And I know you may ask yourself, well, how in the heck is that? But we're going to get to that. I'm going to get to my theory. Just a theory, but I'm hoping it actually works. And, you know, as of the bug going around, OnlyFans has had something like 3 million new signups and 40,000 or 50,000 new content creators, which basically means, you know, women doing videos. And I think that's great. I also think it's incredibly sad, but we'll get there. Don't let me get ahead of myself. Let me start my recording here, and we're going to go through some good, bad, and ugly. So first we have here, this is from a Sophia Blaze, posted on Facebook. Posted on Twitter. And it says, "Holy F, thank you all so much for the mass amounts of love and support. My mom is totally blown away. We are both so loved. So we decided to do a thing, and it's new, mom and daughter OnlyFans." And she says below, "We'd love it if the horned gentleman, with a Y, would join us on there." And you look at this young woman in a see-through t-shirt and her mom that looks to be roughly in her 60s. And this is one of those things that, and it was posted at 4:06 a.m. So this is one of those things where you just say, What are we doing? Like, where are we going? But hang with me. We've got a story to tell. OnlyFans model terminates her boyfriend because he wanted to manage her for a bigger cut of the profits. She said, "I made this money on my own. All he had to do was hold the camera and do me. He should have been happy with his 2%, says Punky the garden hose. Florida woman, shocking, Florida. A Florida woman, LaShawna Punky the Garden Hose Williams, was arrested Tuesday and charged with second degree for allegedly terminating her OnlyFans boyfriend by zipping him up in a suitcase as she filmed herself taunting him. Williams, 32, was taken into custody by sheriff's deputies in Orange County over the ending of Javon Green, 27, who was found not living in a home in Winter Park, northeast of Miami, on Monday at around 1 p.m. local time. Detectives determined Green died after being zipped inside a suitcase and left for hours. "As soon as I started making my own money," Punky, is it Punky? Yeah. "As soon as I started making my own money," Punky says, "taking my clothes off and doing him on camera, he thought he owned me and could be my manager. But if anyone is going to profit off my vagine, it's going to be me," quote Punky. She said they thought it would be funny if she zipped him inside of the bag, but after doing so, she went upstairs and passed out. Boone said she woke up around 11 a.m. to the sound of her phone ringing multiple times, but could not find her OnlyFans boyfriend in the apartment. Only then did she realize he was still in the bag. Now, this one is good and bad. Darwinism. That's all I'm saying is Darwinism. There's two more people that are not currently working in society. This is kind of a little bit off topic, but the user content 10.2, this is really telling. This is of the OnlyFans terms and conditions. It says 10.2, "You grant FIL and our licensees successors and assigns the right to use, reproduce, modify, perform, display, distribute, and otherwise disclose to third parties any such material that you put on OnlyFans." So in other words, everything you put on OnlyFans is really no longer yours, it's theirs. That should have some interesting repercussions. Moving on. OnlyFans, the last resort for managerless night workers to survive during the bug. And I won't read the whole thing, but OnlyFans has put on its adult entertainment in the hands of its entertainers, calling it the paywall of adult video. It is saving night workers and dancers that can't afford a manager during this bug. Every day, hundreds of men pay Danny Harwood to enact their fantasies and boost their self-esteem. Sometimes her clothes come off. Sometimes she dresses up as a nurse or a dominating person. If a guy is a regular customer, she likes to know his birthday, the names of his children and pets, and even when to call after a surgical procedure. He may pay her to help him achieve a happy face, the O face. Although she's not a night worker, he may purchase adult videos from her, even though she's not an adult star. Right. You call it whatever you want, but it's getting paid to video yourself. That's adult entertainment. This is an interesting link. I will leave this below for you guys. It's kind of fun. Let me put on my headset. I'll mute it out on my mic. This is an OnlyFans girl who's getting frustrated that so many new members are joining and she's not getting the income she feels she deserves during the current situation. So let's hear her response. Now, I will forward this. I know that I have like 85,000 subscribers right now. If each one of you guys sent me $1, I'm set for the year. It covers me very comfortably. And, I could do this work as my only job for $1 per viewer per year, even after taxes. But it's one thing to say, hey, guys, if you want to support my work, links are below, go for it, right? But it's another thing to say to me, for me to sit here and say, and I'm not saying this, by the way, I'm using this as an example. Don't treat me like this poor girl got treated. But it's another thing for me to sit here and say, I can't believe you guys don't even have a donation worth a cup of coffee to give me and act all entitled, right? I'm not entitled to anything. The best I can do is try to put out good content. And hey, if you want to support me, you do. And if you don't, you don't. That it is what it is. Listen to this young woman's reaction on having so many viewers. Now, one of the reasons why she has so many viewers during the day is because a lot of people are out of work right now, aren't doing so well in the finance department. But listen how she handles it and the entitlement that she has.
It doesn't matter how broke you are. If you have time to watch Twitch, you have $10, truly. If you don't have $10, you probably don't have time to watch Twitch because you should be working. You should be trying to earn money. It's not a ton. It's not like a ton of money. So being like, I'm broke, I can't afford to sub, that doesn't really track. What you mean to say is, I'm so irresponsible with my money, I can't support the entertainment that I enjoy. That's what that...
How entitled is that? That amazes me. That amazes me. Now, here's what you're providing to your viewers. Chesticles, maybe some butt, maybe some, taco. That's it. And guess what? There are 100,000 other people just like you. So to go on this rant, and yeah, maybe the reason why they have so much time to watch is either A, they're college students, B, they're younger guys maybe that don't have jobs yet, or they're students that don't have money, three, or C, maybe they're out of work, D, maybe they watch you as well as 10 other people and they just don't feel like donating. And I understand that. I understand them not giving. There's lots of flavors and lots of things to look at. Now, this girl's on Twitch, obviously, and I think Twitch has more stringent controls over the type of content that you can put out. I don't know. I'm not a Twitch guy, but it was originally for like video games, and somehow it turned into kind of e-women showing a little bit too much as they sit and pretend to play video games. But basically it just becomes a chat room where they get to look at this girl and she responds to them. But the entitlement is just amazing on this. And look at what happened to her subscription rate. The daily followers growth for Invader V went from 230 grand to 159. In one day, she lost 72,000 viewers. That's a pretty quick way to ruin your channel. Now, the part of it that I don't understand is what service she provides, but it also in many ways is kind of a blow to myself and other guys or other men out there that don't have the assets and aren't pretty to look at on TV. Because I feel like I have to actually work, for your subscriptions and your views. I don't know what they're doing, but boy, do they get attention. So how is all this good? How in any way is this good? Well, I think it's good for maybe one or two reasons. Number one, the young men, if they're getting into this and they're enjoying it and they don't mind spending their money for this, they're going to do what they're going to do. Simp's going to simp, right? Now, we can make fun of them. We can tell them not to do it. There's lots of, and that's part of what I do here. But they're going to do what they're going to do. And you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink, as the old expression goes. So how could this possibly be good? That's where I come to the very last article I have to share here. This is how much money cam girls can really make. It says, one thing I think people don't perhaps understand is that I really don't get undressed as much as you'd think. And here they have a couple of young ladies. And it says there's numerous ways to make a living from bed, but none so seemingly glamorous as the cam girl. As awareness of the profession grows, so too do the number of people working in the industry, says Alyssa Dawnings, a 29-year-old cam girl from Derbyshire. The competition's definitely growing, she tells me. Now, I'm going to scroll down a little bit. They talk about some numbers, and again, I'll include this in the links below if you want to look. This is the young lady, Alyssa Dawnings, the subject of my thumbnail. And they say basically she made £700 in her first week of doing this. She charges £2 per minute in group chat, all the way up to 8 minutes for a private, per minute for private stuff. And she has a side of adult work. Shocking. Shocking. What's the most you've taken home in a week? She says about 50,000 or 5,000 pounds. So that in a month would be, we'll say 20,000 pounds. That would be 240,000 pounds a year if she made all that much. But she also says she had an 8-hour shift where she only made 81 pence. So less than a dollar. So, but still, but here's where this comes good for us guys, right? Is that some of these women here, like this one in Bristol, she's made 7,000 pounds. She's only been doing it part-time, but she had a part-time job. And as you go down through here, a lot of these women are starting talking about, well, you know, at first I did it part-time, and then the money came to enough that I don't have to have a regular 9-to-5 job. So here's the takeaway. Here's the interest. I'll keep scrolling so you can see the other pictures. I almost used Elizabeth here as my thumbnail also. I was very torn between the two. The thing is that if women are going to make income doing this, and some of them say, you know, that they have to take notes on who their clients are, and some of them do side work and all this other stuff, if they're going to do it, look, I'm very much a do as you will, a libertarian. You do whatever you want in life, and it works out great for you, great. And if it doesn't work out so well for you, hey, it was your choice, and you made a bad decision. You got to live with it. But what I find interesting is that some of these women are now starting to tip where they can do this instead of their other job. So if they can make a living doing this and the guys are going to fund it and do it, even if we call them names and say, hey, man, why are you doing this? Save your money for yourself. Look, some guys are like, look, a cup of coffee is $5. 2 cups of coffee, $10 a month. I can become a fan of hers for $10 a month and I like the interaction I have. Okay, if that's your value and you're okay with that and you want to do that for two or three of these girls to get the girlfriend experience, then you do your thing. You know, I'm all about freedom and living your best life. However, now, even if that's not for me and even if I would probably make fun of somebody doing this, you do you. But it's taking these women, 40,000 of them as of last month's signups, out of the workforce. So that means that they're not a nurse. They're not being a coffee barista. They're not being a whatever else they're doing. I don't know. But that means there's more jobs for guys. That means as a guy, I know I cannot do this. I cannot do what she's doing and make an income. But I can go be a barista. I can go be a barback or a bartender or waitress or even a nurse or, you know, I don't mean to make it sound like these women would only do those kind of jobs. But whatever jobs they were doing, they're not doing them anymore. They're staying at home. They're out of the way. And now they leave those job openings for maybe normal, everyday 9-to-5 women and for guys. When a guy wants to have a gig, these are more job openings for men. That's the positive I'm taking away from this, is that it seems that as much as I'd like to crap on this, everybody seems to be happy. The women are happy. They're making good money, and they're making more money than they were working in the job force. The guys seem to be happy. They don't feel as lonely. They feel like they're getting a girlfriend experience. And again, we're going to make fun of them. You know, simp's going to simp. But you're not going to stop them. You're not going to change their mind doing it. They don't watch content like mine, I guarantee you. And third, they've left a job opening for one of you fellas to go out and maybe get a decent position as a financial manager or whatever else they were doing. Wins all around. The awful part is that as young people come up and see this kind of thing going on, it's going to entice more of them to do it. And I don't think that's good for society. I don't think, because these are future mothers, unfortunately. These are future wives, maybe. Maybe they'll marry one of their clients. That's going to be an unhappy dude. It's going to be an unhappy family, unhappy kids, and probably not a very happy woman because, you know, she's used to getting a lot of attention. And the guys that are going to want to maybe wed her are probably not the kind of guys she wants to be with, because they're not going to be cream of the crop guys with a lot of options. In the end, down the road, for these people, it's going to be unhappiness. For their families and their kids and whatever else, it's going to be Idiocracy. I'm telling you, if memorize that movie, Idiocracy. We're going that direction. But, you know, for them, it's going to be, but for us, it's an easier life. There's more jobs out there. And for the people that are normal, healthy individuals, this just opens more stuff up in the job market. I don't know, call me crazy if you will, but I think this is actually, I'm okay with this. You know, they're going to do it. Hey, they're out of my way. Now, if I want to go sling some drinks or coffee while I'm out on the road, get a part-time job or something, they're not in my way anymore. Guys, if you want to support my work, links are below. As always, thank you very much for those that have. You know, you have to do $10 each because you're not working. What kind of person? I'm joking. The best way to support my work, like, comment, share, and watch some of my older stuff. That's always a great way to support my channel. None of it is time sensitive. But if you do want to support me directly, links are below. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. Hey, and remember, sometimes, even when everything looks bleak and everything looks absolutely awful, and sometimes it seems society is sliding off a cliff, sometimes you just got to try to find a positive out of all of it somewhere. Thank you.